from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, I don't frequent a gym, but if I did, I would grunt loudly like a tennis player.
I don't think you would.
Why?
I'd like to see that, though. I know this in no way is a shot because you don't care. I just can't imagine you lifting weights.
I used to. There was one time in my life where I got super in shape.
Yeah.
In Kansas City after college. I was slinging drinks, and I did have a personal trainer. I was ripped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little six-pack going?
Yeah, man.
Some chesticles?
That's right.
Yeah, I just have a hard time picturing Rob, like, walking into, like, the Crunch Fitness. Like,
but so you know put his little wrist straps on and everything?
He's got a tank top and a headband. Let's go.
Deep V.
Here's what I can tell you. It was miserable. I hated going to that.
Did you really?
Stupid. Yes.
No.
It's so monotonous and boring and stupid.
It's one of the best
parts.
Like,
what am I doing?
It's one of the best parts of my day.
I had a phenomenal time at the gym today.
What did you do at the gym today?
I did the Stairmaster for a while.
Nice.
I did 120 flights of stairs. I then swam laps.
Oh, my God. You're like 75 years old.
I then jumped in the hot tub.
Yes.
Followed by some stretching and the sauna and a nice cold shower.
Oh, hell yeah. They call that the Jewish triathlon.
I nailed it, I think. Mazel tov to me.
Stairmaster in a sauna. Yeah. Let's go.
And the lap swimming. Don't forget the lap swimming.
Did you grunt during any of it?
I think sometimes I do the loud exhale when I'm like, when my heart rate's way up, like,
we got a couple grunters at the gym I go to.
Well, look.
We've got some grunters.
Okay. So I get it. You're lifting a lot of weights.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you grunt.
You don't.
Or maybe do you slip out a little oopsie fart? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And do you look around and?
Well, the problem is, like, you always have headphones on, so you're never certain like how loud it was. You just know that you farted, but everyone else has headphones in, so chances are you're okay.
No one's listening. Yeah.
But once in a while, like, if you forget your headphones, you can hear someone absolutely rip ass and because
that's great.
Almost everyone, and so you realize the person probably doesn't even realize how loud that was. Yeah, it happens.
So I got to get to this real quick here. A recent study of more than 300 UK residents found that male grunting diminishes perceptions of masculinity and both physical and social attractiveness.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like it.
Wow.
Though it does apparently enhance perception of social dominance.
Oh, for God's sake!
Which for some men is probably part of the point.
Yeah, I could see that. Douche.
So, U.S. gym chain Planet Fitness has its own lunk alarm, a siren that can be activated when lifters get too loud.
Let me just say for the...
which triggers a staff intervention.
Are they a sponsor?
Who?
Planet Fitness.
I don't know, but just assume that they are. I can hear Jeff now.
Well, then I can't. Never mind.
Yeah, just shut up.
That... God. Don't... Never mind. I'm just going to shut
up. Yeah, just shut up.
I'm just going to shut up. It's hard for me.
You can do it.
I can't. All right, never mind. Yeah, the lunk alarm. Good one. Great idea.
About a decade ago, a pair of studies found that grunting increased force production in athletes squeezing a hand gripper and performing tennis shots, the latter finding that performance was significantly enhanced by grunting.
Yeah, it makes the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing anytime you do, you know, martial arts or whatever, how they do like
Yeah. That's exactly what they just said here. The next paragraph talks about that.
Yeah.
About it improves your kicking power in martial arts.
Yep. Yeah, it makes a difference. So that's why I said you can't, if you're lifting anything of significant weight, and like I said, if you're just doing like a set of 10, you don't need to, you can be quiet. But if you're doing a hard working set, you absolutely need to let something out. Because you always, when you're actually lifting it, so like when you're coming down with it, that's when you breathe in, and then when you're pushing out, when you're doing the exertion force, that's when you blow it out and you let out some form of
Yeah, so when you hear somebody do it, it's not the worst thing in the world. They're not trying to be cool. Sometimes it is a thing, but we need to be careful about how often we're doing it.
Well, but this is my point. You can do that without going, if you're doing that, dude, that is absolutely controllable. You're a dip ass. You want everyone to look at you.
Heavy breathing? Like,
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I do that.
That's no big deal. But if you are a yeller, if you're a grunter, all you're doing is you are trying to say, you pay attention to me. Look, and by the way, you're usually not doing anything that anyone needs to pay attention with. If you're Ronnie Coleman, yell lightweight, baby, because you're squatting like 700 pounds and you can do whatever you want. But dude, if you've got 2 1/4 over there in the corner, settle down, cookie. Like, lighten up. You don't need to be doing that.
So the last question they ask here is, why does it work if you grunt? One possible explanation is that grunting triggers the body's autonomic nervous system, responsible for the fight-flight-freeze response that primes us for physical action.
Yeah, I mean, it's a proven thing.
Yeah, a little expression of exertion or maybe full-bore yelp might simply let your body know that it's okay to take the brakes off and try really hard, though it's far from proven that this is what is actually happening.
Yep, 100%.
All right.
And someone else saying, what about the gym hype man? Yeah, you're equally as douchey.
The gym what?
The hype man. The guy that when someone's spotting you, come on, baby, come on, you
I got
this.
You one more. You got one more.
Dude, get the F out of here.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
Nothing. Just spot the guy. You don't need to yell at him. Knock it off.
I'm going to start a gym hype man business where I just show up and make you feel so good about your puny weightlifting. I'm going to be like Flava Flav of gyms.
Yeah. Look, I love going to the gym. I love working out. It's a really, really good thing. I think everyone should do it. But it is also one of the most insecure forms of masculinity all under one roof that you will ever see. And it's
well, sad. That's kind of what I mean, no offense, but that's kind of what I think of. Well, I mean, it is. It's like not. It's not necessarily like you stay in shape. It's the overly muscular guy or gal that screams insecurity to me. It does. That's what that is.
Most of the time, the people have pretty bad body dysmorphia. The people that go really,
they're
really
like
far.
They're masking something that hurt them deeply. It's just very odd. It's just a very weird thing. Anyway, okay, all right, fine. I'm breaking. We gotta go. We'll be right back on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.